writer, and Mitch, today we're going to be doing an inion on Moitzi Matzah. Okay, so let's start off like this. So the mitzvah of eating matzah on Seder night is one of the only times when there's actually a chiyuv achila midaraisa. A mitzvah to eat something midaraisa. And it's from the pasuk of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. And it's a chiyuv in the Torah, even bizman hazeh, even nowadays. Okay, so what type of matzah should be eaten? So the type of matzah that should be eaten lechachila, the Ramah says, the name of Maril, that the minig is to lechachila use matzah made from chitin, from wheat. Now, me'ikadin, the Mishnah says, you can use any of the five minim, any of the chamishas mini dogon, which are wheat, barley, oat, spelt, and rye. But the Ramah brings down that the minig is to specifically have wheat. So we're going to go through just three or four different reasons why to explain the minig, and then Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do a very interesting inyan regarding eating matzah when you're a guest at someone else's table. But let's quickly run through a few ramos, a few ideas behind this minig. It's a minig, but what's shat in this minig? So, first of all, the Gon says that it's mashma that already the time of the Amiroyim they had such a minig. Even then, they were specifically eating wheat. The Chalk Yaakov says that he thinks it's very logical because wheat is typically the most chaviv, it's typically the most preferred food, and therefore that's why we should specifically be using that for the mitzvah. The Tiferet Yisrael says that wheat is the strongest type of grain there is, and therefore it's the least likely to become chometz. That is the Tiferet Yisrael. The Maram Shik quotes the Chasam Sofer, who says that barley should be avoided. Matzah made that barley should be avoided because he says that it's considered to be kosher l'shikcha. It's considered to be something which is more likely to make a person forget his Torah. And as we know, a person has a responsibility to make sure they does not do things which are kosher l'shikcha. We know that a person's got a chiyuv l'mantizkar, a person's mechuyuv to remember as much of his Torah as possible. And therefore, a person should avoid things which are likely to make him forget. The last idea we're going to mention on this minig of chitin is an idea brought in the Sefer Yagid Moshe. He brings from the Leket Yosha the following. Beautiful idea, very interesting idea. It's for sure a drush, but it's a very nice idea. He says that chitin, I'm not a bocky in how exactly they look, but he says that before they're ground, then they're red. The kernels are red. And when they're ground, then the actual flour is white. And he says that this is Meramas on the concept of teshuva. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, describing Averis, it says that im yadimu katoila katsema yil, that if the Averis are like red, then through teshuva they'll become white. And therefore the idea of having, he suggests, of having matzah made out of chitin, out of wheat, is Meramas on the idea of teshuva, that it's possible to take something which is red and for it to become white. It's possible for a person who has done Averis in the past to do teshuva. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, now just for a few minutes, I want to discuss a very, very fascinating inyan. And that's the inyan of a person eating matzah as a guest in someone else's house. Does he need to be kohen the matzah? So we're going to go through the inyan quite quickly, but it's a very interesting inyan. So Be'ez Hashem, step by step. So the Rambam, as well as the Mechaber is in Eir Chaim, Simon Tofen on Dalet, Sif Dalet, the Paskin, that person who's not yotzer his mitzvah of achilas matzah with stolen matzah. Now, obviously, a person cannot steal matzah. We're not discussing whether a person can steal matzah. We're asking whether a person is yotzer his mitzvah. And the Mechaber paskins, a person's not yotzer his mitzvah if the matzah is stolen. The Magen Mishnah says it's based on Yerushalmi. The Magen Mishnah is on the Rambam in Chometz Hilchos Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. And the Magen Mishnah says it's Yerushalmi. It says very clearly that matzah gezula, it's also to make a bracha on it. That's what Yerushalmi says. And the Rosh explains the reason why you don't make a bracha on it is because you're not yotzer with matzah gezula. That's why you're not making a bracha. It's nothing to do with inappropriate to make a bracha. He says you're posh at not making a bracha because you can't be yotzer with stolen matzah. And then the Rosh explains. He says because there's a gezeira shava between matzah and the mitzvah of challah. It says lechem by both, lechem by challah, and it says lechem by matzah. And therefore, we say in the same way that when it comes to challah, a person's only going to mekayim the mitzvah of challah with his own dough, so too a person can only be yotz the mitzvah of matzah with his own matzah. So he says, let's learn now from a limud. A person needs to own the matzah. If a person does not own the matzah, he will not be yotz the mitzvah. That's how the Rosh explains. So again, it's Yerushalmi that says one is not yotz with stolen matzah. And then we have the Rosh explaining, because the chiyuv for a person to own his own matzah, just like by challah, a person can't be mekayim the mitzvah of challah unless it's his own dough. However, the Ritva argues on the Rosh, and he says this doesn't make sense, because there's a halacha that when a person steals something and then he changes the item, the person steals, does a gezeila, and then there's a shinui maisa, he changes the item, then the item then becomes his. And therefore, says the Ritva, how can you, the Rosh, say that I'm not yotza if I steal matzah and then I eat it? Through chewing it, I change the structure of the matzah. It was stolen, but then a shin has happened, and then I've swallowed it. When I swallow it, that's the achila. And therefore, it comes out at that point, it's mine. And therefore, he says, it could be you're right. You can't, it could be you're right, in theory, it'll be a problem to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah unless it's yours, but it's always going to be yours. Because by the time you swallow it, you'll have chewed it, and at that point, there will have been a shinui, a change, and therefore it becomes yours. And he also says, don't say there's a problem of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, and that's why you're not yotza. It's a mitzvah which has come about from doing an avera, because mitzvah habo'a ba'avera is not a problem if the mitzvah is taking place at a later time. And by the time you eat it, you did that a very long time ago. It's now yours already through the shinoi, and therefore there's certainly no problem of mitzvah baba vira. That is the tanya of the Ritva to the Rosh. Okay, so again, the Rosh says there's a problem of matzah gezula because you need to own it. But essentially, the Ritva says there should be no such problem because you own it by the time you chew it. The Bir Halacha, in some Siman Tov Nun Dalet Dibur Maschil Einav Yotza, he says that this is not so good. Not such a tanya. The Ritva's tanya is not such a tanya on the Rosh, and the Rosh needs to answer it. Because what is the standard example of a situation where we say if you steal something and it comes yours through a shinui? So the case which the Ritva himself brings is the case where a person steals wheat and then bakes it, or steals wheat and then grinds it. That's what you say, you've done a shinui, you've changed it, and now it becomes yours. But says the Bir Halacha, over here regarding matzah, we're talking about where I stole the actual matzah itself. And where's the shinui taking place? The shinui is taking place as I chew it, as I eat it. Says the Bir Halacha, that in this situation, since I'm supposed to chew the matzah before eating it, therefore, that's considered to be part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is the chewing it. And therefore, you can't say that I'm carrying the mitzvah with my own item, since I'm supposed to be chewing it. And he speaks out, even though we paskin, if a person swallows the matzah without first chewing it, his yotzer. And therefore, you might say, the chewing of it is not, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. He says, no, since l'chachila, a person's supposed to chew the matzah in order to taste the matzah, therefore, it's considered that I'm performing the mitzvah with the matzah that's taka gezula. That's how the Bir Halacha explains the Rosh. Again, I'm performing the mitzvah with matzah that's not mine, and therefore, says the Bir Halacha, that's pshat in the Rosh. There's other explanations as well, but that's how the Bir Halacha explains. And the Bir Halacha paskins, that if a person has stolen matzah and tries to fulfill his mitzvah with that stolen matzah, he needs to go ahead and eat matzah again, because he needs to be worried that the halacha is like the Rosh, but he shouldn't make another bracha of al-achilas matzah. Because it could be he has been yotza, but certainly he should go ahead and eat the matzah again. Now, we might think this is not so negeir for us. It is very negeir for us. Because, let's take it a couple of steps further. We'll finish the shtickle hopefully in about 2 minutes, mitzvah. The Taz says the following. The Taz says that according to the Rosh, if that one is not yotze with matzah gezula, he says it could be, based on this, a person won't be yotze either with matzah sh'ula, with borrowed matzah. But he says, no, doesn't think it's such an issue with matzah sh'ula, with borrowed matzah, because if I go to your house and I say to you, can I borrow some matzah? It's very clear that what I mean is that I'm going to use that matzah, and you're actually giving it me to use, and I'm going to give you back other matzah. So the Taz says, regarding borrowing matzah, there's no question about it. If I borrow matzah from you, you certainly understand that you're giving it away to me, and I'm going to be giving you different matzah. So when I eat it, it's obviously mine. But where the shaila does come up, and this is what the Achronim discuss, is if I'm eating in your house, and you give me matzah to fulfill my mitzvah, there, you don't think in your mind you're giving it away to me. It's yours. And then it comes out, I'm trying to fulfill my mitzvah with your matzah. Now, if there's a din that needs to belong to me, just like is the case regarding challah, where I can only fulfill the mitzvah if it's mine, then lechora it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to be eating my mitzvah if I'm a guest in your house. The Sfas Emes Taka says a person needs to be worried about this. And a person, the Sfas Emes says, ideally, he should be koyin the matzah. If he's a guest, he should be koyin the matzah before he eats it. But he says, certainly we know the minhag is not like that. You generally speaking, you will not see guests doing kinyonim. And he says, seemingly, the world are just simply relying on the idea, it's based on the psak and of the Rosh and Kedushin, that if you're giving it to me during the meal, and you're obviously giving it to me to fulfill my mitzvah, then you're obviously giving it to me in a way that I'll be able to fulfill my mitzvah, and therefore you obviously have in mind that I should have whatever it takes to fulfill the mitzvah. What does that mean? You have in mind that I should be kosher. And therefore he says, that's pshat in the minhag, I'm not worried. But the Maaseh, the Imri Bina says, there's no need whatsoever to be kosher in the matzah, because there's no din lochem. Rather, it's just a din that I need to have the right to be able to eat it. Okay, so again, matzah gezula is certainly a person will not be yetzah, says the bi'alacha, but lechayir regarding a guest at a meal, although there might be a chumrah to be kain it, certainly the minhag is not to, as explained. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem now.